Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. You did a hell of a job, by the way, Otto.
Thank you.
That was a 5-star update.
No, you didn't deserve that.
He's great. He's wonderful. I'm not going to lie to anybody. The respectful stuff stopped at 2 o'clock. I'm not in a good mood. That was one of the worst playoff losses of my life as a fan. But guess what? You don't care, and I'm going to make you a bike. Okay, funny man? So let's do this. I want to tell you, we're just getting involved. I want to tell you. Now David's waltzing.
No, my side works.
Okay, good. Then you take the calls today. Listen, David, you look beautiful. That's a fashion long sleeve tee. Here's what we're going to do. I want to tell you why the Wings getting bent over more than a Vegas escort is a blessing. See, the lottery happened last night. And once again, the Wings got effed. You know what? I'm actually happy about it. And I'm going to tell you why, and I need the hockey elite, and I need to know if I have your belief. I'm pointing at you when I say it. Do I have your belief?
I'm too busy cleaning up. Go
That's
ahead.
That's fair. So, yes, at the start of the show, I replaced Rico with a recycling bin.
He threw a tantrum in the studio.
No, I didn't. I'm so angry.
Look at the chairs.
Listen, David, you did the Lord's work, in fact. So, listen, the Wings fell in the lottery again. The Islanders, who had a 3.5% shot to get number one, got number one. And I think it's a good thing, and I want to tell you why. Because I think this kind of forces Steve Yzerman, old daydreamer, the guy who in the press conference admitted to daydreaming and not listening to a question, who's been this ardent, rigid, draft-developed guy, you know what? F the pick. I am banning the Red Wings from using the 13th overall pick in anything other than a trade. Get rid of this pick and go get me a player. He has said we need to expedite this thing. You did not move up. You did not get lucky. You fell in the draft. Do you know what you're getting at pick 13? A guy who won't be here till 2029. At best. F them picks. I'm actually happy it happened. In fact, I want nothing but bad things to happen to the Red Wings until Yzerman wakes up. No more Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal, more Steve Yzerman. I don't know what happened in that last press conference. He looked like he was eating his own brain. Lobotomy. I want the guy that built Tampa. So here's the deal. Now you can't use that pick. Take 13, take a prospect, make phone calls, talk to people, make bold trade.
So no foreign player that can come over like your boy Mishkov?
No. Now, what we need to do is, can the hockey elite, if we sound the Matterhorn, can we get them in here? Or are you guys too busy sucking on your pacifiers? So tell me where you're at. You have your little Yzerman jam jams on? Or do you want to have a reality conversation? Tell me how you get better using pick 13. You don't. You can wipe your boo-boo with it. Trade the pick And I don't want to hear about this guy's not good enough. This guy looked at me the wrong way. This guy's not a nice person. Don't care. I would trade for Charles Manson if he could produce 86 points. So I want to know where you're at, where David's at, but most importantly, that guy with the tiny hands, Kenny Cott. Kenny, you can shoot me down. You can tell me I'm irrational. You can do what Iserbots do. You don't know puck. You're a casual. Argue a single effing thing I just said, that after the Wings got sexed up by Bettman again, that there is not a single reason they should be using that draft pick. It should be nothing more than a bullet they fire.
There isn't a reason they should use that draft pick on a prospect. I mean, I've looked at the history of the 12s, the 13s, the 11s, the 14s of the draft. Usually you don't see those guys, if you're lucky 3 years, if you're very lucky, and the rest of it 4-5 years, exactly what you've just said. And by the time that happens, you're nearing the end of the Larkin window, you're nearing the end of the Seider contract and the Raymond contract. You've announced your window to win being right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I caution you, because I feel like we had this conversation around this time last year when they had a similar type pick. And we were like, draft day's coming up. They're going to do something. They have to. They have to get better right now for this upcoming
season.
Now
they really have to.
Okay, now they really have to. But my problem with the now they really have to is, what is Steve Yzerman, what has it felt like he's really had to do? Where's the pressure? Where's the will to get better? Where's the urgency? Because right now, I see none of it. I see a guy who feels like he has an unlimited contract, a lifetime. Whenever he wants to step down, he can go ahead and step down.
But there's no benefit for a team that keeps missing the playoffs and keeps collapsing. There is no benefit using the 13th pick in year 7 of a rebuild.
Well, that makes total sense.
Are you with me?
Yeah,
you stand with me?
I do stand with you.
Even though I replaced you with a recycling bin to start this show.
You threw a tantrum in
here. Yeah. I'm very upset about last night, and I'm going to leave it alone.
I'm with you, yes, but I'm with Kenny. Like, oh, this time, it's for real when it comes to draft day. You kind of saw the press conference, and I don't know if that was just kind of the genesis of this is going to happen again. You would
no,
be
Steve Yzerman and was I will Jason do Tatum last night. Yzerman was confused, glossed over, and eating his own brain.
I will do this my way, my time, my term.
Hockey elite. Now, do we have the Matterhorn or do I have to make the sound effect? Close enough. I want to hear from you. I dare you to argue what I'm saying. I double dog dare you. I triple dog. Here, you're the kid in Christmas Story, and you can put your tongue on a frozen pole.
Mike, what you're saying makes total sense. I mean, how many times can we sit here and say we're going to wait?
We won't take it anymore. Kosa.
We're going to wait for this. We're going to wait for that.
We're not going to take it anymore. That's what you're saying. We are not going to take it anymore. I want to hear from I want the hockey elite to argue it. Or when the Wings got effed, was your first reaction exactly mine? F the pick, I'm done. I'm out. Or were you busy crying about the lottery and how stupid it is? factually, it is.
Mine was the two training day drops as soon as it happened. Like, so you drop from 12 to 13.
Okay. And whether it was 12 or 13, the hockey gods are communicating. Look, I don't know what it's like when God talks to you, but I feel like Yzerman does because the hockey gods are speaking. We are not helping you. Steve, God's hands are on the wheel. You are the passenger. God is telling you, get off your ass and make a bold trade. This is the Lord's plan. Now, I don't know who the hockey god is. Maybe it's Gordie Howe. We named a bridge after him. I don't know. Maybe it's Boom Boom Jeffreon. Maybe it's Terry Sawchuk. I don't know. But God is talking to you, Steve. Please, it is time. That pick cannot be used to take a kid who's not old enough to buy a beer. Can't be. And Rico's not going to take it anymore. That's what I take out of this opening segment.
No, you are exactly right. There are things that we have to do. We cannot just rely on God. We have to do it. And this is what this message is sending to Steve. You have to do some work here. You cannot just sit back and do nothing.
True.
Do something, Steve.
I mean, hey, you got to get out the boat if you want to walk on water. So,
I like that.
I just need that Holy Ghost energy to come out of Steve.
Yeah, well, where is that? I don't even know if that's on my board anymore.
I think it's been deleted.
No, it hasn't. I want Steve in the middle of the church shaking and grooving. Yabba dabba dooba dabba dee. Trade Elias Pettersson. All right.
Okay. I have a question for you.
And we'll do it next.
We'll do it.
Boom!
Next. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.